In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado Springs police are looking for a suspect who fled after exchanging gunfire with officers. Police responded to reports of a man firing a weapon near Pikeview Reservoir last night. The department says three officers attempted to contact the suspect when he began shooting at them. The officers returned fire and the suspect fled. No officers were injured, but it's unclear whether the suspect was. The CU Buffs have lost one of their biggest fans. 95-year-old Betty Hoover has passed away, according to the university's athletic department. Hoover and her twin sister Peggy Copham were a common sight at CU games, dressed in matching outfits and carrying gold pom-poms. In an interview with CPR 2 years ago, Hoover said their devotion to CU sports went well beyond the playing field.
We are Roman Catholic and go to daily mass, and we pray for the safety for those athletes every game.
The twins attended nearly every major CU game for 70 years. In a statement, CU's athletic director called Hoover a great Buff who will be greatly missed. As the Pine Gulch fire continues to burn north of Grand Junction, it's creating an air quality alert for southwestern Garfield and northern Mesa counties. And there's a red flag warning across much of western Colorado today. Expect highs in the upper 90s around Grand Junction, lower 90s for Denver and the Springs, with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. You're listening to CPR News.